Unit 7, The Information Age. Lesson A, page 55. Exercise 4, Social Networking, Different Opinions. Part A. Listen to three people's opinions about social networking. What do they mainly use it for? Welcome to Share Your Opinion, the part of our show when members of the studio audience can speak their minds. Today's topic is social networking. How about you, sir? Would you like to start us off?
Sure.
Great. You can start by telling us your name.
It's Michael.
Okay, Michael. What's your opinion about social networking?
Well, I've found social networking to be incredibly useful when it comes to getting advice. When I'm not sure of myself about, say, changing jobs or maybe moving to a different place, I get lots of great advice on social networking sites from friends and even experts.
It's useful, no doubt. But does social networking have a downside, in your opinion?
Yeah. I wish people wouldn't log into social networking sites so much at work. I think too many people are doing that at my office, and they're ignoring their work. Not enough work is getting done, if you ask me.
Yes, I see what you mean. I guess you'd say they're taking company time. Thanks, Michael. And what's your name, miss?
Lisa. It's Lisa.
You'll need to speak up a little, Lisa.
I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yes, that's just fine. Now, what are your views on social networking?
I think that for some people, it's easier to make friends on social networking sites than it is in person. I mean, shy people or people who don't have the best social skills, like me. I've never had more than a couple of friends at a time in my life, away from the internet, that is.
I see. And how about on social networking sites?
Right now, I have over 50 friends there. It's an awesome way to make friends. But, of course, I mean that mainly for adults. It's not really great for children.
What do you mean?
As I understand it, psychologists think young children who spend too much time on social networking websites and, neglect their real-world relationships can develop social problems. I mean, well, they might have problems interacting with people offline.
That is certainly something to keep in mind. We have time for one more person. How about you, young man? What's your name?
It's Daniel.
What's your point of view on online social networking?
For me, it's all about the creativity. Social networking sites give me a chance to express myself. I love to share links to podcasts and blogs. I'm also into photography, and I'm always sharing great shots with my friends. I make and share cool videos, too. I really like hearing people's opinions about the things I create.
So, you're very positive about it.
Yes, but at the same time, I'm careful with it. For example, I never post anything that's rude or might give people a negative impression of me. You see, if I'm lucky, I'm going to be interviewed by a big advertising firm next month, and I don't want to hurt my chances of getting the job. And companies are checking social networking sites more often these days. You know, when hiring decisions are being made.
That's very true. Thank you, Daniel, for sharing your views with us.